All right, I'd like to call to order the Administrative Finance Committee of October 13th, 2015. And I'm John Cartier, Councilman of the 8th District, chairing the meeting. My legislative aide, Brian Holeiter, is taking the minutes for the Finance Committee meeting today. I want to recognize the fellow council members that joined us at table. Council President Bullock is here, Councilmember Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Bell, Councilman Street, Councilman Smiley, Councilmember Diller, Councilman Retta. Do I have a motion on the minutes of the 29th?
Second.
All right, a motion is made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, the minutes of the meeting of September 29th are approved. Okay, very short agenda today. Under other resolutions, resolution 15-171, authorizing execution of one purchase order contract for Farrell Roofing Incorporated for repairs to the Terminal Avenue Pump Station roof for the Department of Special Services in the amount of $36,050. Does anybody want to step up and just explain just a little bit of detail? Yes.
Kevin Pinoza, Department of Special Services.
Yes.
We started evaluating all the major pump stations with that flat roofs as they've all started to reach the end of their typical lifespan. And Edgemore and Terminal were determined to endeavor the worst. And they weren't in a stage where they needed a complete replacement that could be repaired. So we solicited prices from three vendors. Farrell Roofing was a low bidder for both jobs. But they've already started work on Edgemore. But in order to proceed with the second, we needed council's approval since we exceeded $50,000 threshold.
Okay, so this is the flat roof on the Terminal Avenue pump station for repairs to that. And we have numerous pump stations throughout the county to manage sewer effluent. So keeping them in good repair is important. And since it's a 24/7 service, and this just goes to the capital improvement for that particular flat roof problem at Terminal Avenue. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Any questions for members of council? Any questions from the public? All right, moving along under ordinances. Ordinance 15-091, to confirm and reaffirm the transfer of certain local service functions between the Village of Ardencroft and Newcastle County pursuant to Title IX, Delaware Code Section 1102 and Newcastle County Code Chapter 14, Finance and Taxation, Article 9, Local Service Functions. Okay, this is coming forward under my sponsorship. Just to give a little context, I have four very small municipalities in the 8th District, Bellefonte and the Arden Villages. The Arden Villages consist of three municipalities, Arden, Ardencroft, and Arden Town. And over the years, I brought housekeeping legislation forward or other legislation requested by those towns to govern the relationship between the county and the municipality in the district. And today I'm joined by Ken Morrison, who's currently the town chairman, which is equivalent to the mayor of Ardencroft, and also Pat Toman, the immediate past town chairman. This ordinance was brought forward by concerns from land use and finance. In the title, it basically states, in essence, what this is: to confirm and reaffirm the transfer of certain local service functions between Ardencroft and Newcastle County. And this has been in practice now since the 1980s. And because of certain confusions that have happened in recent past, the Finance Department and Land Use brought this forward to confirm and reaffirm and clarify for the legal relationship between the county and the Village of Ardencroft in terms of the local service functions. So there is no fiscal impact from this, and we retain the existing local service function division of labor that occurs essentially with a small municipality like Gardencroft. We perform the bulk of the local service functions, and they fill out their annual service function list. They retain essentially parks and recreation, and we perform the other ones, such as land use, public safety, and the other functions that we do as a government. So, Ed, did you want to provide a little explanation?
Ed, no, I'm looking for the finance office. Councilman Kennedy was just reaffirming the services
as
mentioned in the
Okay. Mr. Morrison, would you like to just state for the record your support of this as the town chair?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Are there any questions, concerns from members of council? Any questions, concerns from a member of the public? All right, we're going to move along under the agenda, and thank you for your attendance today, Mr. Morrison and Mr. Toman. Thank you. We're going to move along under other. We've got our Newcastle County grant requests. I'm waiting for my machine to catch up. All right. So what we have here is the grant request that I have for the Brandywine Community Resource Council. This is the operating corporation nonprofit of the Claymont Community Center, and they're requesting $2,500 to replace an AC unit, and they meet all of the accounting practice and non-discrimination. So I'm going to make a motion for $2,500.
Second.
All right. We got a motion and second for $2,500 for the Brandywine Community Resource Council to replace an air conditioning unit. Do all those in favor signify by saying aye?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Not voting.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for that. And the support of the Community Center in Claymont is greatly appreciated. We're going to the next grant request, Council President Bullock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Startup Africa is a significant group in our county. Over the last several years, many Africans have moved to Newcastle County, and this is a group of Africans, particularly from Kenya, Liberia, and Ghana, and other African constituents that make up this group. Their focus is education, economic development, and cultural. They're asking for $2,500 to help with the cost for their conference, the annual conference, and tickets. I make a motion to support them with $500.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to supply a grant for $500 to Startup Africa. All those, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Not voting.
Okay, well, $500 grant is approved to Startup Africa. Very worthwhile endeavor, Mr. President. Thank you for doing that. Okay, community events. Wilmington Senior Center Achievement Awards reception, Arched Hall. That's going to be on the 20th of this month. And does anybody have any detail on this? It's $100 for tickets, or is it $100?
$100 per ticket.
Yes.
This was
please identify yourself.
Betsy Gardner, Clerk of Council. I believe this was given to me by Anthony.
Okay.
And he had asked if possibly another couple of council members would be interested. So we put it in under community events, since it's for tickets, and that's the line that we designated for tickets and events, so that if anybody else wanted to go, they could say it now. We can do one check.
All right, so this will supply 4 tickets.
It's $100 a ticket.
$100 a
so
ticket.
It's
one ticket.
How many folks want to attend?
Councilman Smiley.
If I can just clarify, the purpose of bringing it forward the way it is now is if any council member wants a ticket, the tickets would be bought out of the separate account that we set up for this purpose, instead of 100, 100, 100. If 5 people wanted tickets, then $500 would come out of that account that we set up with this last budget.
Right. Okay.
So that's the purpose.
All right, thank you for that explanation, and if I could direct a question to Jim Boyle, so how much is in that line approximately?
$5,000.
Okay, so we're going to, do I need to move forward to approve this, or Councilman Street, you have a question?
No, I just want you to know I want to go.
Oh, okay. There's one.
Two.
Anybody else? Councilman Smiley, three.
No. and that's not meant to be disrespectful, but to move this along so mm-hmm. we don't have to revisit or be out of time, I'm going to make a motion which I'm not going to support. All right. But for the sake of getting things done,
okay, that's
I'm going
first.
To make a motion to approve the purchase of up to a maximum of 13 tickets. Council members have anything to let Ms. Gardner know
okay.
by Friday of this week if they want to go. So
all right.
that would be up to a maximum of $1,300 from the ticket purchase account.
I have a motion for $1,300 up to 13. Got a second on this, up to $1,300 to attend the Achievement Awards at Wilmington Senior Center. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Not voting.
Okay, so we have $1,300 approved for up to 13 tickets to attend the Achievement Awards at the Wellington Senior Center. Thank you for that. Moving along on the agenda, we have Expense and Revenue Roundtable. Anything for the Expense and Revenue Roundtable? Anything from the public? Okay. Very good. Anything under other?
Motion adjourned.
Second.
All those, well, we're going to comment from public. All right, motion seconded to adjourn. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed. The Finance Committee is adjourned for October 13th, 2015.